presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources. Updating daily at 6 a.m. New York.
New York Times World News.
February 26, 5 o'clock America, New York. Russia intensifies censorship campaign, pressuring tech giants. Google, Apple and others were warned that they must comply with a new law, which would make them more vulnerable to the Kremlin's censorship demands. A new Russian law is a move by the Kremlin to counter attempts by tech companies to minimize their physical presence in the country.
Mirror World News, February 26, 4:54 America, New York. Ukraine couple marry under fire then join fight to defend country hours after wedding. Yarina Arieva and Sviatoslav Fursin tied the knot to the sound of shells and sirens, before heading to their local defense center to arm themselves and join the fight against the Russian invasion in Ukraine.
Fox World News.
February 26, 4:04 America, New York. Kyiv high-rise apartment building hit by missile strike. A high-rise apartment building near the airport in Kyiv was hit by a missile overnight as Russian troops stormed the city, the State Emergency Service of Ukraine said Saturday morning.
WorldCBSNews.com.
February 26, 4:03 America, New York, Kyiv, survived another night, as Russia intensifies assault on Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky reassures his nation he's still there and will not give up, as missile strikes and street fighting rattle Kyiv.
New York Times World News.
February 26, 3:49 America, New York. Video shows missile hitting Kyiv residential building. The missile hit a building about 1.5 miles from Sikorsky Memorial Airport.
Time.
February 26, 3:30 America, New York. The fight is here. Ukraine's president refuses U.S. offer to evacuate as street fighting begins in Kyiv. Kyiv, Ukraine. Russian troops stormed toward Ukraine's capital Saturday, and street fighting broke out as city officials urged residents to take shelter. The country's president refused an American offer to evacuate, insisting that he would stay.
Mirror World News.
February 26, 3:29 America, New York. Ukraine president tells U.S. I need ammunition, not a ride, as he refuses to leave Kyiv. President Volodymyr Zelensky has allegedly refused President Joe Biden's offer of safe passage out of his country, as Russian forces moved in to take the Ukrainian capital.
Fox World News.
February 26, 3:27 America, New York. Ireland news host calls out Russian ambassador as apologist for slaughter in Ukraine. A news host in Ireland grilled Russia's ambassador to Ireland during a TV interview, at one point referring to him as an apologist for slaughter, and pushing back against claims that it was not Russia's choice to start a war against Ukraine.
New York Times World News.
February 26, 3:15 America, New York. Missile hits a Kyiv residential building. Video. The missile hit a building about 1.5 miles from Sikorsky Memorial Airport.
Mirror World News.
February 26, 2:55 America, New York. Spine-chilling moment missile strikes residential block in battle for Kyiv. The Russian invasion has advanced towards central Kyiv as Vladimir Putin's men remain determined to take the Ukrainian capital in a bid to conquer the country.
Mirror World News.
February 26, 2:54 America, New York. Russia-Ukraine war live. Missile hits tower block amid fears of father of all bombs. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky released a defiant message this morning as missiles struck cities Sumy, Poltava and Mariupol and fighting continued on the streets of Kyiv.
Washington Post World.
February 26, 2:36 America, New York. Sanctions swing toward Putin himself as Ukraine anger grows. Russian President Vladimir Putin is the latest target of international sanctions over the invasion of Ukraine.
Mirror World News.
February 26, 2:35 America, New York. NASA says asteroid four times as big as the Shard is days away from Earth flyby. The asteroid, which NASA says is up to 3,940 feet wide, is almost four times bigger than the Eiffel Tower and the Shard and is heading past Earth in just days.
Fox World News.
February 26, 1:57 America, New York. Ukrainians show resilience, defiance amid Russia invasion. Small nations have the right to be free. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has ensnared civilians in a desperate battle for freedom as Western allies have pledged to stiffen sanctions against Vladimir Putin and the Kremlin.
Fox World News.
February 26, 1:48 America, New York. Ukrainian President Zelensky addresses nation after new dawn rises in Kyiv. I'm here. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky posted a video to social media on Saturday morning showing himself walking around the streets of Kyiv after a night of artillery fire in different parts of the city, telling the nation, "I'm here."
New York Times World News.
February 26, 1:15 America, New York, on both sides of Korean Peninsula, eyes on Washington's response to Russia. North Korea might decide it's time to resume weapons tests, to gain more diplomatic leverage with Washington, watching coverage of the invasion of Ukraine in a Seoul train station on Thursday.
Fox World News.
February 26, 023 America, New York, Ukraine. Zelensky, advisors vow to defend country, we're all here. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky posted a video to social media Friday showing him standing alongside other government officials who vowed to defend the country from Russian aggression.
Washington Post World.
February 26, 008 America, New York, Russia-Ukraine live updates. Kyiv wakes after night of street fighting, loud gunfire and explosions. Some clashes appeared to take place mere miles away from Kyiv's government quarter.
New York Times World News.
February 26, 001 America, New York, Russia ties may hurt thousands of European companies. Thousands of European companies that have operations in Russia may face collateral damage as Western sanctions aim to penalize Russia's economy, Moscow's International Business Center last year.
Mirror World News, February 25, 2354 America, New York, Ukraine president says, we must withstand night, as Russian troops battle to claim city. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky has told the people of Kyiv that he and other members of his government are here, we are fighting, and that they must withstand this night.